Groups associated with the October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation sponsored vigils and protest demonstrations across the country today. A protest march and rally were planned for Union Square in New York this evening. Tomorrow morning in Queens, the focus will be on the effort to halt the NYPD's controversial stop-and-frisk practices. Four people arrested last November at a stop-and-frisk demonstration will be in Queens Criminal Court to answer charges. One of them is Carl Dix, a representative of the Revolutionary Communist Party, who spoke with WBAI's Sally O'Brien.
Tuesday, October 23rd, at 8:45 a.m. out in front of the Queens Criminal Court. That's at 125-01 Queens Boulevard. Four of us are going on trial for protesting stop and frisk in Jamaica, Queens. And we're facing more than 2 years in jail. Here you have the same DA's office that could not or would not put on an effective prosecution against the cops who murdered Sean Bell, piling charge after charge on people for standing up and protesting the injustice of stop and frisk.
And so I understand that four were arrested. I assume you're one of the four.
Yes, I am.
Who were arrested in front of, I believe it was the 103rd Precinct?
Yes, that's where we were arrested.
In Queens. And, of course, just for people to know that that is the same precinct out of which Sean Bell was killed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so exactly. Can you just tell us what happened? You guys were protesting outside. Tell me about the protest and what happened.
Well, what happened at the protest is that the police had blocked off the precinct completely. We came up to protest. They let us through and arrested us and charged us with blocking access to the precinct, in spite of the fact that they had already blocked access to the precinct themselves. And then they have creatively, the district attorney has come up with two additional charges of obstructing governmental administration when there was no administration going on because they had blocked the area already. That's how it gets up to 2 years. And like I said, this DA who could not figure out a way to prosecute effectively cops who shot 50 bullets at an unarmed man is creatively trying to figure out how to put people in jail for protesting the official racial profiling policy of the NYPD, which is racist, illegal, and immoral.
Can you tell me when this was? And
this was just November 19th, 2011.
So it's taken quite a long time, almost a year, to come to court.
Yes, it has.
So if the precinct was blocked off, how did the demonstrators make their voices heard?
Well, we walked up to the blockade, and they opened it and let us through and then closed it to keep anybody else out. So we marched up to the steps, and then we were arrested on the steps for blocking access to the precinct, even though no one could get to the precinct to be blocked by any kind of demonstration.
So you're going to court on Tuesday where?
It's the Queens Criminal Court, 125-01 Queens Boulevard. That's the Kew Garden stop of the E and F train. There's going to be a rally and press conference out front at 8:45 a.m. And anybody who agrees with us that stop and frisk is racist and illegal, we call on them to be out there and standing in support of us because we should not be going to jail for protesting stop and frisk. Stop and frisk has got to be ended. It's very important that we continue and step up this resistance because the official brutality and murder has intensified, and it has been taken off of the political map, you know, because we have elections going on for president, and the fact that black people, Latino people, and others are being brutalized and murdered by those who are sworn to protect and serve, the fact that 2.4 million people are being warehoused in prison has come up for no discussion, let alone no proposals for solution on it. So we have to take to the streets and take this on ourselves.
What kind of effect do you hope to have? Because as you were recently quoted in the Amsterdam News as saying, statistics show that an overwhelming majority of NYPD killings are people of color, and you are quoted as saying it's a slow genocide targeting blacks and Latinos. police who brutalize people very seldom get punished in any way. So what can really make a difference?
Well, ultimately, look, it's going to take a revolution to get rid of this kind of brutality and misery once and for all. And we can't sit around and wait for that to come down, and we certainly shouldn't just accept it. We actually have to resist. We have to stand up and fight against this. We can bring this out into the open, and I think this is an important time because there has been resistance that has built up from prison hunger strikes last year through the mobilization around Trayvon Martin and other ways in which people have stepped out. We have to bring out into the light of day the fact that this injustice goes down, the fact that it is targeted at oppressed groupings like blacks and Latinos, and the fact that all the talk about post-racial societies and black youth having no more excuses now that it's a black president is just justification for continued oppression and continued oppression that people aren't going to accept.
Carl Dix is with the Revolutionary Communist Party. He spoke with WBAI's Sally O'Brien. Dix, along with Professor Cornel West, has been leading anti-stop-and-frisk demonstrations. And you're listening to the news on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Andrea Sears.